When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I am Joe Reed, and I have Alan Minskoff with me. He's a contributor to Audiophile. And you've had a really interesting week thus far.
And it's going to have another little turn right now. Now we're, you know, they have been giving me a lot of books about fire to listen to. And this one is called The Last Fire Season, A Personal and Pyro-Natural History by Manjula Martin.
And read by?
Manjula Martin.
Okay. And there have been a ton of books recently about catastrophic wildfires, and we've talked about quite a few of them.
We have. We talked about the one about Canada, that enormous fire up there, that book got a lot of attention.
So what makes this one stand out?
This one's very different, and this is an intimate and very personal story. She is living in Sonoma, in western Sonoma County, which was just a hair's breadth from that enormous glass fire in 2020. And so at various times, she gets ready, packs up and gets ready to leave. There's ash in their garden. It is a story that looks at fire very much from a first-person sensibility.
Like, this is my house that might be burning down, and I'm watching the fire all around
me. You know, that we may have to leave here at any second.
And she's a writer or an editor.
Yeah, I think she's both. Yeah, she's an editor and she's a literary person. And to get this out of the way, this is what I said in the review, and I think we better mention this, that Manjula Martin delivers this audiobook as if she's reading to a friend. While she's not blessed with a sonorous voice, her delivery is both passionate and authentic. So this is not Julia Whalen. This is not a golden voice narrator, but it is an intriguing text, and I learned a lot from it. She knows a ton about fire. She studied a lot about it. Now, it has to be said there's a context to this story. She has herself gone through a terrible personal journey. I said it's kind of partly an illness memoir. She has had a disastrous surgery that did not work on an IUD, and she's in real pain throughout this entire story. So that's a piece of it. So it's sort of on these three levels. One is her own personal pain. Two is the oncoming fire. And three is learning about how fire is fought and those who study it and appreciate it.
So she kind of moves between micro and macro.
She truly does.
Yeah, I like that. I like that when authors can do that. Well, should we hear a little?
Let's do it.
Okay.
This is kind of the very beginning where the fire is sort of... where is not far.
Okay. This is The Last Fire Season, A Personal and Pyro-Natural History. It's written and read by Manjula Martin.
The night of a dry lightning storm in Northern California, I woke up terrified. And from my bedroom window, I watched relentless spears of lightning shatter the sky. Zeus or Jupiter, very upset. Fire from darkness splintering the land. And I knew immediately we couldn't all survive this. People, critters, houses, trees. Max rolled over in bed next to me. "There's going to be a fire," I said. We got up. It was 4:30 a.m.
I have to be honest, I have a hard time with her voice. I really do. I wish they had gotten a narrator because I think it seems like a really compelling story.
Well, I think you're right on both counts.
Yeah, too bad.
But it is an important story, and, you know, there's always the other option of turning pages.
Yeah, exactly. Text. It does. I like the macro-micro aspect of that, because that we really haven't encountered before, and that's really an interesting aspect of the book, I think.
It makes it quite different than a lot of the books about fire that are coming out now, which are really about the extraordinary danger and devastation of fires in places like Alberta and truly in Northern California.
Yeah.
Well, and of course, there was a novel, I think we talked about it last year, about Tasmania.
Yes, we did.
So the fires have just been everywhere.
Yeah. Okay, and this is The Last Fire Season, A Personal and Pyro-Natural History, written and read by Manjula Martin. Okay, thank you so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow, Mr. Minskoff.
And I look forward to it, Joe.
Me too. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Dreamscape Publishing. Discover the award-winning and best-selling audiobooks crafted by Dreamscape Publishing, an independent publisher featuring acclaimed authors such as Lisa Jewell, Geneva Rose, and Annie Ernaux. Delve into their collection at dreamscapepublishing.com and then follow us, please, wherever you get your podcasts. It's Behind the Mic. I'm Joe Reed. Talk to you tomorrow.